Going to be all right. No, I promise. I'll call you back in a couple of days. Bye-bye.
Cozy laddie, you and your date, Jennifer Lyons, will be the hit of the airline tennis tournament. Why? Because, surprise, I've decorated your tennis racket!
Thanks, Belky.
Well, you don't seem too jazzed. Did that go over the top with the cri-cri tassels?
No, I love the cri-cri tassels. But I just got a call from my sister, Elaine. She got a scholarship to go to the Juilliard School of Music.
That's wonderful!
Not quite. She only got a partial scholarship.
What does that mean? She can only go to part of the school?
No. No, it means they'll only give her part of the money for tuition. And she won't be able to go to the school at all if she doesn't come up with the other $3,875.
Does Colton Elaine have that kind of money?
Of course not. That's why she called me.
Oh. Do you have that kind of money?
Of course not. But I promised her I'd come up with the money, and I'm not going to let her down. I just have to think of a way to raise it.
Cousin, you know, on Meatballs, a surefire way to raise money has always been the goat spleen and pig snout breakfast. All you can eat for 50,000 digdars.
Limit 10 per family.
Let me give that some thought.
After we left the bank, we had a car accident. We stopped at a red light, but the car behind us didn't, and we got rear-ended right in our rear ends. Now, cousin, I can fix this. I used to take care of sheep with lower back spasms. Take the head, please.
Malky, please.
Please don't help me. Please don't help me.
Excuse me. Appleton, Bartokomus has to sort the mail. If you want to rest, sleep on your own desk.
He is not resting. He's in pain. The boys were just in a car accident. Larry hurt his back.
Yeah, and I hurt my little finger right there.
Pretend you've got a heart, Sam.
Oh, that's terrible. Get off the table. We've got mail to deliver.
I'll be off in a minute. I'll be fine.
Kosti, let me help you.
No, please don't help me.
That would be my hurt finger.
I know.
Larry, I have seen some backs go out in my time. In fact, I've put a few backs out in my time. So take my advice, go to the hospital and have your back looked at.
It's nothing. I throw my back out all the time. Help me sit up.
Oh, much better. Look, I appreciate your concern, but I know how to handle this. A little ice, a heating pad, I'm sure it'll snap right back into place.
I have got a heating pad in my desk drawer. I won't be needing it till the 26th.
Of course, I'll go get the ice. Do you prefer the wet or the dry?
Wet.
Excellent choice. Smokeless and it don't stick to your skin.
Much better.
So, you got a lawyer yet?
What?
Got a lawyer yet? Appleton, you were rear-ended. You could claim whiplash and sue the pants off the guy.
But my back popped into place. I'm fine.
So?
So I don't believe in making somebody pay for an injury I don't have.
Appleton, the guy wouldn't pay a thing. His insurance company would. Hey, it's no big deal to them. I mean, we're only talking about $4,000 or $5,000.
$4,000 or $5,000?
Yeah. But hey, maybe you have no use for that kind of money.
$4,000 or $5,000?
Dr. Volvo said that the best thing for Cousin Larry to do is nothing, and I'm here to make sure he do it.
Well, he's been a prince through all this.
Oh, Cousin, shh, shh, shh.
But the toughest part is the mental anguish.
You done?
I mean, when you're used to being an active, vital, independent member of society, it's tough to sit back and not be able to do things for yourself. Even the simplest things, picking up a magazine, tying my shoes, turning on the TV, are impossible. And, of course, the pain is unbearable at times. But really, it's the helplessness. The complete dependence on someone else. That, I think, is the toughest pill to swallow.
Be pure hell.
Oh, girls, he's exhausted. I'm afraid visiting hours are over.
Well, we'll come back tomorrow, Larry. And now don't worry about the tennis tournament. We can play in the next one.
Oh, Jennifer, that's too bad. And you bought that cute little outfit, too.
Well, don't cancel yet. I mean, miracles can happen.
Feel better, Larry.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Feel better.
I guess. No way am I missing that tennis tournament.
Of course, Larry. You get those thoughts of tennis right out of your curly little mind. We have a lot of rehab ahead of us before you even think about mixing any doubles with Jennifer.
Well, you're probably right, Balky, but it gives me a goal, something to strive for.
Now listen, I'm going to go to the market to pick up some high fiber items. You just sit there and leave the striving to us. Where do I come up with that?
I don't know. And it is triple set point for the mixed doubles championship. Appleton begins his picture perfect serve deep into the corner, but it's returned. Jennifer's cute little outfit billows in the breeze as she watches Appleton send a screaming passing shot down the line. Oh no! Top spin lob! Appleton backpedals, sets, and smashes an overhead. Onto the chalk for the winner! Game, set, match! Listen to that crowd! Ow! Rocky, did you see that?
I sure did.
It was a miracle. For a moment, I was completely healed. Completely. But, alas, that moment is gone.
Alas.
I thought you were going to the store.
I forgot my car keys.
Oh, lucky for me. Could you just help me over to the couch here?
All right, you're right. I've got to start doing these things for myself. I got it.
Ow. 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 You're not buying this anymore, are you?
I'm not even renting it.
Okay. I can see how, from your point of view, it looks kinda bad.
Kinda bad?
You have got to understand that I am only doing this for Elaine.
You're only doing this for Elaine, Cousin, and you're up to your belly button in Baba Sticky.
No. I really am doing this for Elaine. See, the guy who hit me has insurance, and I can get money from his insurance company for my back injury.
You mean your back injury that you don't have?
Yes, that's the one. And then I am going to take that money and give it to Elaine for Juilliard, and nothing you can do or say will make me change my mind.
Oh, really? Well, how about liar, liar, pants on fire?
Nope.
Well, then, let me tell you this, Mr. Hot Pants. It ain't over until Roseanne Barr sings.
Come in.
Mr. Appleton, I'm Joseph Garber from the insurance company.
Oh, please, sit down.
A wheelchair. Nice touch. I've been going over your accident report.
Excuse me.
Boom, a little softer.
What are you doing?
I'm preparing to chant the Ipa Peppa Poco no Hajibajibambu. The Miposian Litany of Truth.
Do you have to do that now?
Yes, I do, Corson. While there might still be a small glimmer of honesty left in you, and if there is that glimmer, that small ember, the Ipa Peppa Pocono Hajibaji Bamboo will fan it into a flame.
Okay, fine, but chant quietly. I'm negotiating here.
Bombastiki echta kiki iki eki baku obebi kini kipapokana hajiba jibam boom a little sortana driver driver stack at the typer iki eki baku obebi unin pimin yipapokana hajiba jibam boom from the top now.
The things some people will do for rain. Now, where were we?
Based on the accident report and your medical file, we're prepared to offer you a very handsome settlement of $2,000 for your pain and suffering.
$2,000? That barely covers my pain, let alone my suffering. I was thinking more along the lines of, say, $3,875.
Well, you drive a hard bargain, Mr. Appleton, but you got yourself a deal. I'll get the paperwork ready.
Stop it! It's over. You can knock off the litany of truth.
I already did, Cousin. The litany of truth failed, as we have seen. Now I'm chanting the Elefte, the Kosian litany of hope for Elaine. I only hope you have not doomed her to the same fate as that great Miposian accordion player, Umpo Musikako.
Umpo Musikako? I never heard of him.
So few people have. And do you know why? Because he, too, began a very promising career in music with tainted money.
Tragic. You'll have to tell me about it later.
I think I'll tell you about it now.
Now would be good.
You see, cousin, when Umpo was very young, his brother, Bimbo, gave him some money to buy his very first accordion. And for years, Umpo made the most beautiful music in all of Mipos. In fact, it was said of him, he could make the sheep dance. What am I saying? Make the sheep dance? He could make the sheep dip. And then one day, Umpo discovered that the money his brother Bimbo had given him was stolen. He began to play badly, which on an accordion can be fairly irritating. His brother Bimbo's dishonesty robbed him of the most beautiful joy in his life, his music. And I only hope you have not doomed Cousin Elaine to the same fate.
Mr. Appleton, I think I've got everything in order.
Cousin, I think Mr. Garber wants to see you. Listen, we both know that this is a dishonest thing. And we also both know that deep down inside, you are an honest man and not a bimbo.
If you'll just sign this here, my company will send you a check for $3,875. Something wrong?
Yes, I just remembered that I suffered a similar injury when I was in Little League. And if there's the slightest chance that this is just a recurrence of that injury, let's just say that my conscience won't allow me to take your company's money.
You You're joking, right?
I beg to take issue. Cousin Larry don't joke when it comes to matters of conscience.
Well, great. In that case, if you'll just sign this release form here, I'll be on my way. The guys down at the office aren't going to believe this.
Cousin, you did it. You did it. I'm proud of you.
Thanks, Belky. But I wouldn't have had to do the right thing if I hadn't been doing the wrong thing for the past 5 days.
Oh, well, cousin. You know, it usually takes a while for your conscience to kick in. For you, 5 days is pretty good.
I suppose it is. But I wasted the last 5 days when I should have been thinking of a way to raise money for Elaine's tuition.
Well, maybe we could sell something.
I know. I'll sell my car.
Balky, you paid $600 for that car. I don't think we could get $3,875. Even if we threw in the fuzzy dice. Which we wouldn't. We wouldn't. Well, she's my sister. There's only one thing to do. I'll sell my car.
Oh, cousin. I think your sister is very lucky to have you for a brother.
Thanks, Belky. Come on. Let's go hit the used car lots. Balky, you're not going out like that, are you?
Well, of course not. Don't be ridiculous. I look silly like this. Come on, cousin, let's go make a deal.